Good morning. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Well, a bevy of reports yesterday from USDA, but obviously there was other ag news. USDA is investing $10 million in a new initiative to sample, measure, and monitor soil carbon on CRP land. The investment wants to better quantify the climate outcomes of the program. USDA says CRP is an important tool in the nation's fight to reduce the worst impacts of climate change facing farmers, ranchers, and foresters. So this initiative will begin implementation in the fall 2021 with three partners. The announcement is part of a broader long-term soil carbon monitoring effort that supports USDA's commitment to deliver climate solutions to agriculture, to quantify CRP environmental benefits to water quality and quantity, wildlife, and rural economy. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai met with a Chinese counterpart last week before meeting this week with Italy and a European Commission official. Tai held a virtual meeting with China's vice premier last Friday to discuss the U.S.-China trade relationship. Additionally, Ambassador Tai emphasized U.S. concerns relating to China's state-led non-market policies and practices that harm American workers, farmers, and businesses. Left off the table was a discussion around a Phase 2 agreement with China. Meanwhile, Tai participated in the G20 Trade and Investment Ministerial in Italy and is also conducting meetings with World Trade Organization members this week. Tai will also appear in Switzerland this week to give a speech at an event hosted by the Graduate Institute's Geneva Trade Platform. Container shipping rates are showing signs of easing, at least temporarily. On the Shanghai to Los Angeles trade route, the rate for a 40-foot container fell about $1,000 last week to $11,173 from the week before. Ocean freight, however, remains more expensive than it was pre-pandemic. Air cargo rates remain elevated. A key advocate for cattle marketing reforms dismisses opposition to his legislation by a top industry trade group. Longtime advocate of requiring half of each year's cattle sales to be negotiated, Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley has no tolerance for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association defending contract sales.
They've got things just the way they love it. They like the status quo. They want to control everything. And this has been going on with that organization and the cattle slaughtering business for 30 years.
NCBA argues formula-based contracts with major packers are boosting cattle prices by $40 to $50 a head, and forcing negotiated sales could have unintended consequences for thousands of ranchers and millions of consumers.
We can't have Midwestern cattlemen. There's different views in different states exactly what to do. But we need to get together. We won't get anything done.
Referring to a separate bill by Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer, Grassley, NCBA, and USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack all testified before the House Ag Committee last week. But USDA hasn't weighed in on Grassley's bill or Fischer's, whom Grassley is working with on a compromise.
But they said legislation was needed. So if you hear it from the White House, you're going to find Vilsack saying the same thing.
So far, the White House and Vilsack haven't taken a position on mandating negotiated sales to help independent producers, but rather stressed building processing capacity and fighting anti-competitive efforts in the cattle industry is the route they want to take. You're listening to Inside Agriculture and analysis of yesterday's USDA crop production report and world supply demand estimates right after this on Inside Agriculture.